Second Chronicles 26 from verse 1. All the people of Judah had crowned Amaziah's 16-year-old son, Uzziah, as king in place of his father. After his father's death, Uzziah rebuilt the town of Elath and restored it to Judah. Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 52 years. His mother was Jechaliah from Jerusalem. He did what was pleasing in the Lord's sight, just as his father Amaziah had done. We want to underline this as we are reading this, underline this. Uzziah did what was pleasing to the Lord, just like his father Amaziah had done. Uzziah was very young. He was 16 years old when he became the king. God brought him to the throne, very young. And as he was a very young king, the favor of the Lord was upon Uzziah. He was someone who feared the Lord. So his beginning was really, really good. He feared the Lord, and he was placed by God at such a young age to be the king. And then you see that while he was a king, he continued to please God. So we're going to read all the promises that, you know, all the promises that God has given to his people. When the conditions are met, it actually comes to pass in a significant manner, exactly the way God has told that it would. So we're going to see how it came to pass and what happened and the caution that God would give for God's people at this hour. If you're washed by the blood of Jesus, and if you are having a healthy relationship with God, when I say healthy relationship, that means being faithful to God, that you are following him with everything that is within you, that you are not doing something behind his back when you can't do anything behind his back, but in your little mind, you think that, oh, I don't have to follow God fully. No one knows, you know, I'm doing, you know, what I'm doing because someone told me to, the pastor told me to, you know, or whoever told me to. That will not work in the kingdom of God. So just have that in mind. And this is for someone who's really having a relationship with God, a covenant relationship with God. They're saying that, you know, we will walk with God. We will be faithful to God. And they hold on to God for everything. And you see God blessing them in every way. So we'll just continue reading. Just pay attention to what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking and will continue to speak. And God will enlighten your hearts tonight for something that is very important in the area of something that you never saw the way you saw before, and really lead you closer to Jesus Christ. So I'm going to read from verse 5. Uzziah sought God during the days of Zechariah, who taught him to fear God. Very important. There was someone in Uzziah's life who taught him to fear God. How was Uzziah able to be pleasing to God? Because he had someone to teach him how to fear God. So write this down. We need to be taught to fear God. If you're a parent, it's important for you to teach your children the fear of the Lord. And for you, you need to be in a place where you are consistently taught the fear of the Lord. It's very important. We saw this a couple of weeks ago. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So if I don't have the fear of the Lord, then presumptuous sin can come in. That's why many churches are full of people with presumptuous sin, because the fear of the Lord is not taught there. Fear of the Lord is very important. That's foundational. It is necessary component of a person's spiritual life. Without that, you have nothing. If you don't have the fear of the Lord, then you have nothing. Your relationship with God is faulty relationship. So you have someone here, Zechariah, who taught him to fear God. And as long as the king sought guidance from the Lord, God gave him success. Underline it, highlight it, put a star next to it. God has been teaching us through the word of God the importance of having the humility to seek counsel and to obey the counsel of God that comes through your Zechariah as God has placed in your life. Very important. It's pride that will keep a person from seeking counsel. I don't have to ask. I don't have to tell. I'll keep it to myself. I'll pray on my own. I will seek God on my own. And that's where the fall comes in a very hard manner, because that's a manifestation of the trait of Lucifer, which is pride. But what really kept Uzziah safe? What really kept Uzziah in a right relationship with God was his fellowship that we had, that he had with Zechariah, who taught him to fear God. You need to have a priest in your life, a Zechariah in your life, who will teach you to fear God, not to make money, not to have like 10 points, 10 steps to a good relationship with your family, 15 points or 15 steps to, you know, having a successful business, had to come out of debt. Let me tell you this. If you have the fear of the Lord, everything will automatically happen. Your relationship will blossom. Your money will blossom. Your everything will blossom. But if the fear of the Lord is not there, then a curse will come on every area of your life. That's guaranteed. Just as Deuteronomy 28 has the blessings from God to those who obey him, Deuteronomy 28 also has the curses that come from God for those who disobey him. If we just close it, then we are going to be blind. Just because we can see doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. It is there. So have this in mind that for a healthy relationship with God, you need to have your Zechariah, the priest that God has for you, you need to have. And you need to be taught the word of God that will teach you to fear him. Now, when you're taught how to fear God, it is very important to have the humility to be teachable. Write this down. You have to be teachable. If you want to be someone who will grow in the ways of God, to become someone who would really please God, you have to be someone who will be teachable. And as long as the king sought guidance from the Lord, God gave him success. Where did the success from come from? The success, his success came from God. See, many times people don't know this. Many times people don't understand this. Many times people, because they live in a day and age where independent spirit and spirit of pride is just so prevalent. You know, independent spirit is co-heir with the spirit of pride. Independent spirit is joined together with the spirit of pride. And so when someone says, I know, I can do it, I can manage it, I don't need help, I am self-sufficient, that is a manifestation of pride. We have to understand. It's very important to stay far away from pride, because God says when he sees a person with pride, God puts them far away from him. It's the worst person for someone to be. And when it comes to God, to be far away, to be put away from God, put away by God, far away from him. I don't want to be in that place at all. It is better for me to be a doormat when it comes to people and to sit close to God. That's the wisest choice one can make. That is the wisest choice one can make. But pride will give a temporary high. Oh, I am the king of the world. I am top of the situation. It's called delusion. Meanwhile, they're just going down, because pride and fall are always together. People who have pride, you'll see that they really won't prosper in their life. They'll be in delusion. I'm doing well. My kids are doing well. We're doing well. You know what? The truth is, they are miserable. But they put up a front. God sees all. God sees everything. Time will tell, sooner or later, how they felt. So it's very important to keep pride far away. You see, in Uzziah's life, Uzziah sought God during the days of Zechariah, who taught him to fear God. So whatever teaching was going into Uzziah through Zechariah, Uzziah was taking it all in, and he was using that to seek God the manner that Zechariah taught him to. See, humility and obedience, they go hand in hand. Humility, obedience, and exaltation go hand in hand. Understand that. Humility, obedience, and exaltation go hand in hand. Because of this, Uzziah was blessed greatly. He sought guidance from the Lord. Zechariah was there. He was not doing anything on his own. He was blessed beyond measure. Uzziah declared war on the Philistines and broke down the walls of Gath, Jabneh, and Ashdod. Then he built new towns in the Ashdod area and the other parts of Philistia. God helped him in his wars against the Philistines, his battles with the Arabs of Gur, and his wars with the Munites. The Munites paid annual tribute to him, and his fame spread even to Egypt, for he had become very powerful. All this happened because Uzziah feared God, and Uzziah listened to the counsel of God that came through Azariah. He didn't do anything apart from that. He was someone who sought the Lord in his counsel every step of the way. Because of that, he was on track, exalted beyond measure. The hand of the Lord caused him to prosper and keep on prospering. Uzziah became very powerful. You see, Egypt was very powerful, but he became even more powerful than Egypt over there. Uzziah built fortified towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate, at the valley gate, and the angle in the wall. He also constructed forts in the wilderness and dug many water cisterns because he kept great herds of livestock in the foothills of Judah and on the plain. He was also a man who loved the soil. He had many workers who cared for his farm and vineyards, both on the hillsides and in the fertile valleys. Uzziah had an army of well-trained warriors ready to march into battle unit by unit. Now you see God prospering Uzziah in every area. He gave him the desires of his heart. You know, he liked gardening and he liked farming, and God blessed him in every area that he prospered everywhere on every side. That is the promise of God. The prosperity that comes from God will cause you to prosper in every area, even in your gardening. God will prosper you. Even in your arts and crafts, God will prosper you. In your business, little business, big business, whatever it is, God will prosper you if you learn to put God first and listen to the counsel that comes through your Azariah that God has for you, and seek counsel from your Azariah that God has for you, and wait. If response doesn't come, learn to wait. That's a blessing, because that's a test from God to see if you'll jump and do your own thing or you'll wait until God tells you, now you can move. Now, Uzziah, he got so prosperous even in his army. This army had been mustered and organized by Jael, the secretary of the army, and his assistant, Maaseiah. They were under the direction of Hananiah, one of the king's officials. These regiments of mighty warriors were commanded by 2,600 clan leaders. The army consisted of, the reason why I'm reading is you can read this on your own. The reason I'm reading is because the Spirit of the Lord wants me to read the victories that God had for Uzziah during his lifetime as a result of him having the fear of the Lord in his mind, in his heart, and keeping God before him and not doing anything without God's approval, God's direction. He consulted with God for everything. Uzziah provided the entire army with shields, spears, helmets, coats of mail, bows, and sling stones. And he built structures on the walls of Jerusalem designed by experts to protect those who shot arrows and hurled large stones from the towers and the corners of the wall. His fame spread far and wide, for the Lord gave him marvelous help and he became very powerful. Underline that. This is a blessing that comes to every single person who would follow God's way, who would make God their priority. Fame and prosperity is a byproduct of obedience to God, his word, putting him first. So God blessed Uzziah. His fame spread. He became very powerful. How? Because God gave it to him. God gave it to him. God gave it to him. God blessed him. It came from God, according to Deuteronomy 28. When you put God first, when you're diligent in doing the will of God, God actually blesses every part of your, the works of your hand, every part of your being, everything that you touch. He became very, very powerful. Uzziah became very powerful. We need to understand that Uzziah was a man just like us, a human being just like us. But he was someone who made the choice to fear God. He was someone who made the choice to obey God. He was someone who made the choice to listen to the counsel that God placed before him through the counselor that God placed over his life. And in his case, God placed this man over him that God had for him in order for him to grow. This was Zechariah. Now, God had blessed him as a result of him fearing God. The fear of the Lord tends to life, the Bible says. He who has it shall abide satisfied. The fear of the Lord prolongs the days of human beings, the Bible says. The fear of the Lord actually causes one to prosper in every way, the Bible says. So the fear of the Lord, fearing God and not doing anything apart from God's will, seeking God's will on every level, brought Uzziah fame, name, prosperity. God's hand was with him because he was God's man. Now, let's just go here to verse 16. But when he had become powerful, he also became proud, which led to his downfall. Underline that, mark that, highlight that, put a big asterisk next to it. Very important. This man was a man who feared God. He was made a king by God because at 16 years old, he was someone who feared God. He had a very good track record. God really blessed him based on his integrity. God was able to trust him and he multiplied his army. He multiplied everything that he had. He made Uzziah famous all over because God blessed him because this was someone who feared God. That's a blessing that goes with everyone who fears him. Honor will come looking for all those who fear him. Riches will come looking for all those who fear him. Wealth will come looking for all those who fear him. Those who say, I will not play games, but I will totally, totally, totally put God first in my life. All these things that God has said, we'll follow them. It'll chase after them. That's what God's word says. It'll overtake them. Now, after he got all of that, he forgot who gave him all these things. All of a sudden, he became too proud. Now, this is the difference between Uzziah and Job. Difference between Uzziah and Abraham. Job knew his God. Job was the richest person, most famous person in all of East. Job was humble. Job held on to his integrity. If he was so famous before, he was blessed double. Imagine how famous he would have become after his trial and when God blessed him double. In all of that, Job was sincere before God and he had a very good end. Job had a good beginning, good middle, and a good end. Very important for us to note that. You too can have a good beginning, good middle, and a good end. No matter where you're starting now, you know, you may have made a lot of mistakes and a lot of downfalls, but now, past 2 months, have you been walking with God? Or past month, you've been walking with God? Or have you started walking with God during the past week? Make that your beginning and let that be the good beginning. And may you continue to walk with God so that there's not a single step backwards, but let God be God in your life. And may you have a good middle and a good end. So what happened to him? He became so proud, which led to his downfall. God spoke to us on, what was it? Tuesday, I believe. Pride and fall go hand in hand. Always remember, a proud person is never going to prosper. They will always fall. Fall miserably. So in Uzziah's case, he became powerful and also became proud. The powerfulness came from God. God made him powerful. It was not his own doing. His own doing was the choice to obey God and fear him. When he fulfilled his side of the contract, God fulfilled his side of the contract, which was to bless them monetarily, bless them physically, bless him in every way. Made his name great. That's the promise of God. But all of a sudden, he became proud. His head got big. He thought, you know what? God is with me. I can do anything. And what happened over here? He sinned against the Lord his God by entering the sanctuary of the Lord's temple and personally burning incense on the incense altar. What did he do? He did what he should not have done. His role was a king. God blessed him. As long as he feared God, God blessed him. But all of a sudden, when pride came in, fear of the Lord went out the door. That's what pride will do. When pride comes into the heart of a person, all of a sudden say, oh, I don't listen to the pastor. I don't listen to anybody. I don't listen to my husband. I don't listen to my wife. I don't listen to anybody. I am my own boss. All the people, all those who think that they are their own boss and wanting to be their own boss will fall miserably. We have to understand humility is the stairway to success. Trusting God and obeying God, fearing him is the way to glory. If we don't trust God and if we don't fear him, then we are not going to become anything in the kingdom of God. God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. So we see here, all of a sudden, when pride came in, he became presumptuous. You know, have you seen people are proud? When they're proud, they'll go and speak anything and everything that'll come out of their mouth. All of a sudden, they'll feel like they're right. The pastor's wrong. The believers are wrong. All the people they see, they're all wrong, but they're right. We have to be very careful. That's called self-righteous spirit of pride. It's very dangerous. When you see people talking that way and saying that God is calling me to do my own Bible study when the church is having a Bible study. We have to be very careful. God is calling me to do my own family prayer when God has called a prayer during a particular season, fasting prayer, or a prayer that God is calling all of a sudden as a church. So God has called me to do something. It's very dangerous, a very deceptive spirit. You have to be very careful. All of a sudden, a family becomes very, very spiritual, super spiritual. They become more spiritual than God himself, who has called for a meeting through the shepherds that God has provided in the church. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Be very careful. Be very careful. God is speaking to us at this hour to protect you from every false spirit that comes from the pit of hell. Spirit of Lucifer. The spirit that transforms himself into an angel of light. When God has called for something, nobody can come and say, God is telling me to do something totally different. Then you're detaching yourself from the work of God that God is doing here. That is not of God. And God had Moses to tell the people, oh, sanctify yourself today. That means everybody should be doing that. They can say, I'm already sanctified. I'm not coming. Moses, I'm not going to come and gather there where God is going to come and meet. No, it doesn't happen that way. It never happened before. And when it happened that way, it was through a group of people who were inspired by the devil who came and said, oh, Moses, who do you think you are? I dread when I read those passages. You know why? Because they saw God use Moses. They know that they cannot even stand next to him to even compare to the miracles that God did through him. From the 10 plagues to the parting of the Red Sea. Yet they allowed pride and deception to enter in. They said, oh, who does Moses think he is? Really? Moses is a man of God appointed by God. The question should have been, who do you think you are? But you know what? Delusion came in. Pride goes up and they start questioning who? The ones who are anointed by God, who have been kept by God as a protection to the people. If Satan wants to destroy someone, he will raise you up against the anointed servants of God God has placed in your life. That's enough. Once you go against them, you're gone. You're doomed. That's it. We have to be very, very careful. It's a very deceptive spirit that will come and say, oh, I don't think what they're doing is right. I don't think this is right. I don't think that's right. We have to be very careful, especially If God is leading a ministry, if God is leading a church, if God is there, we have to be very careful. Back off. And it's best to keep quiet and see what God does and just follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. We have to be very careful. We have to be very careful. That's what happened. God spoke to us about Moses, Miriam, and Aaron. They thought, oh, we are older than Moses. Moses doesn't know. We were the ones who were there when he was a baby. That's what happened to Jesus. His own hometown didn't see a single miracle. The Bible says, you know why? They said that we know him. He grew up in our streets and we've seen him, you know, play with the kids over here. We know who he is and he's doing these miracles. They were offended by him, the Bible says. Wow. Can you be offended by the Lord of glory who's doing miracles? And it's happening right before your eyes. Blind eyes are opening. Dead people are getting raised. Can you become offended by him? Oh, yes. When delusion sets in because pride comes in, wants to lift itself above the one who is being used by God. We have to be very careful. Very, 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 very careful. If Satan wants to push someone down, you'd raise them up against the anointing of God and the anointed servants of God who has the anointing of God to bring an end to them and get a curse upon them and their generation. You have to understand that. Uzziah was blessed as long as he learned to listen and obey the counsel of God through the man that God has placed about him. Now, all of a sudden, he was blessed so much and he thought, oh, you know what? I got everything myself. He forgot that he was counseled. He forgot that he was prayed over. He forgot that, oh, he was actually taught how to fear God. And he continues to be humble. He needs to continue to be humble. He felt all of a sudden, you know what? I don't need any counselor. I know everything. I have direct contact with God. And look at all his blessings. Look at all the blessings. You have to understand, blessings come as a gift from God. And when we prove ourselves unworthy, those blessings will turn against us as a judgment of God. Understand? Blessings are gifts given by God as long as we are humble and walk with God. The moment we take credit for that, the moment we take ownership in a negative way, saying that I, my hand, and completely do away with what God has done in your life and do away with the people of God that God has used in your life, this very same blessing will turn against you. Now, in Uzziah's life, he went into delusion. Now, he had success. He had money. He had everything, but he's gone into delusion where he thinks that he's not only the king, but he can also be the priest. If God has not called you to touch something, do not touch it. Be very careful when it comes to things of God, when it comes to church, when it comes to whatever the Lord has. Do not touch a single thing unless you're called by God through the pastors that God has placed over you. Never push away in. Never think that I can do this. And God has done so many things for me. I can do this. Never think that way. God must call you through the shepherds God has placed in order to give you anything that you should do. Uzziah became presumptuous. He became proud. He sinned against the Lord, his God, by entering the sanctuary of the Lord's temple and personally burning incense on the incense altar. Now, God has placed specific people to burn incense on the incense altar. In the Old Testament, it was required. And whoever is burning that, the priest, the Levites, they need to be sanctified, and there's a very specific procedure. Not only that, these are people that are chosen by God, dedicated by God, dedicated for that purpose. We have to understand where God has kept us, we need to stay in that spot, not move an inch. Never try to get into areas that you're not called by God. It will become a snare. Azariah, the high priest, went in after him with 80 other priests of the Lord, all brave men. They confronted King Uzziah and said, "It is not for you, Uzziah, to burn incense to the Lord. That is the work of the priests alone, the descendants of Aaron, who are set apart for this work. Get out of the sanctuary, for you have sinned. The Lord God will not honor you for this." Now, you see here, the priests, Azariah, the high priest, went in after him along with 80 other priests of the Lord, all brave men. These are all people of God, appointed by God, sanctified by God, dedicated by God for this particular task. When Uzziah overstepped his boundary and did what he was not supposed to do when he was doing that, you see, it's the mercy of God, the compassion of God still moves the priest to come and say, you are in trouble, man. Move out of the way. You're in trouble. You should not have touched that. God does things in a very specific way. That's why I tell people, you know, all of a sudden Satan will move somebody and say, why can't we be there up on the pulpit? Really? Why can't we go and do something there? Why can't we, you know, take some flags and dance over there? Why can't we go and, you know, do this? You know, I can play a flute. I can do a tambourine. Why can't we, you know, you have people come like that. Be very careful. If it's a club, it's fine. If it's a talent show, it's fine. This is not show and tell time when it comes to the service of God. When it comes to the temple of God, God puts people in places in order to worship Him. God sanctifies and He sets people apart. And He puts them in places in order to do the required job that God has for them. We have to understand it's God who appoints, God who calls, God sanctifies, God sets apart, and God sees the faithfulness, and according to that, God places people there. Why can't we do it? Is Satan inspiring somebody to try to push themselves? Why can't you just sit down and worship God? Why can't you do that? Why is it me just wanting to be seen and heard? That's not of God. That's not of God. We have to understand the place that God has for each person, they have to be content with where they are until God calls them. To people who want to be hidden and who would say, Lord, I'll be hidden until you call me, until you give me something to do that you trust me in this place, I will not say anything. I would be hidden. Because God should see us trustworthy and He should say, you know what? You can do this now. That'll be a blessing for me because now He has given it into my hands. Then it becomes a responsibility. Now, the priest, high priest goes along with 80 other priests and they all go. And they are confronting Uzziah, the king. I mean, he could have been a king. He was a king. But doesn't mean that he was bigger than the priest. No. He's a king appointed by God over the people of the world, over the people of his nation, I should say. But the priests are appointed by God to serve the King of Kings. They go above the king over there. The king forgot his place. He thought he was over the priests who were anointed by God. Now, there's two different types of anointing here. One is anointed by God as a king. The other one is anointed by God as a priest here. Now, the anointing of God over the priest goes higher than the anointing of God that's over the king. A king serves the people. He serves God by serving the people. The priest serves God. And he takes what God has and he serves the people, directly receiving from God and giving it to the people. The king goes underneath the priest and whatever decision the king takes, he goes to the priest to get that. And that's what David would do. Anytime he wanted to know the will of God, he'll go to the priest and the priest will take the Urim and Thummim and they will pray and they will ask the Lord, Lord, what is your will? And then it'll light up. And that's how he knew whether he should go to war or not. That's how he sought the will of God. We have to understand that we need to know who God is. We have to understand, we need to know that God has his own way of doing things, and that is the best way. We should never touch that which is forbidden, that which God has exclusively kept for a separate use by a separate group of people. We have to understand. Be where you are, be content where you are, and work on becoming holy and trustworthy. And then the Spirit of the Lord will come and He will call you to do what He wants us to do. It's not about power. It's not about position. It's about doing what God wants you to do when He wants you to do. I want to repeat that. It's not about power. It's not about position. It's about doing what God wants you to do when He wants you to do. Now, what happens after this? When he said, get out of the sanctuary, for you have sinned. The Lord God will not honor you for this. Uzziah was holding an incense burner, became furious. Uzziah, who was holding an incense burner, became furious. Now, if he would have just listened and he would have said, oh, no, I've sinned. Lord, I've sinned. And if he would have repented, the story would have been different. Still, you'll have consequences for that, but not completely put out of the presence of God. Uzziah, when he was confronted by the priests, and you know what? They actually confronted him not in a very sharp way, in a much milder way. They could have said, you're going to get a curse on your head. They didn't say that. They said, you're not going to be blessed by this. This is not going to be a blessing for you. This is not going to be approved by God. They put it in a milder way. Even with that, this guy gets furious. You know why? Pride. Why can't I? Why can't I do that? Why can't my children do that? Why can't my family do that? Why can't we do this? Why can't we do that? It will be a snare for you. Remember that. God is speaking to our hearts today. Know your place in the kingdom of God, especially where the anointing of God is. Especially God is really there. I mean, if it's a show house, it's different. If it's a circus, it's different. But this is not that place. This is a place where God shows up. He is worshipped and he is honored. And he visits. When he shows up, things must be done in a way that he has prescribed. If it is not, then he will take action. We have to be very careful, especially when it comes to a spirit-filled, anointed church of God. The Christ is the head, where God is moving with signs and wonders like in the book of Acts. We have to be very, 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 very careful. Now, Uzziah became furious. He was not teachable. How did this man who was once teachable, once was able to listen to the counsel of God, once who sought the counsel of God, all of a sudden became someone who was not teachable? How? Because he allowed pride to come in. When pride comes in, it will make a person to think that they are something when they are not. That's the danger of it. I can do this. I can preach. I can do miracles. I can feed the 5,000. I can cause people to cross the Red Sea. The thing is, like, try it. It's a dangerous thing. Without the anointing of God, people will be put to shame. And they take the name of the Lord, so severe consequences will be for that. But when delusion comes in, all of a sudden they think that they can do what they really can't do. And that's where the problem came with Miriam and Aaron. That's where the problem came with the rest of the brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ. That's where the problem came in Uzziah's life. He thought that he can do what the priests and the Levites can do. He thought that I'm the king. God has prospered me in everything. I fear the Lord. You know, after a point, the fear of the Lord was no longer there. It became a legalistic, self-righteous action, which is very dangerous, which brings in pride, spiritual pride. What caused destruction for Uzziah? Not adultery, not fornication, not witchcraft, not idolatry, spiritual pride. Understand this. God is speaking to our hearts today. Spiritual pride can take a man and a woman to the depths of hell. Understand. Spiritual pride will bring delusion. Take away the fear of God. Will make them not teachable. I'm not going to listen to the pastor. I don't like what she's preaching. Every time I come, she speaks on delusion. I don't like what she's preaching. Every time she's talking about the fear of the Lord. I don't like what she's preaching. Every time I come, she talks about, listen to your pastor, listen to your pastor, listen to your pastor. Well, if the Holy Spirit says, listen to your pastor, then you should. Is the Spirit of God who's speaking? Are we reading the Bible or what? Read the Word of God. Know your safeguards that God has placed. Know your place in the body of Jesus Christ. And know to walk humbly with the Lord your God. Don't let spiritual pride destroy everything that God has done in your life. Uzziah had such a good beginning, such a good middle, but such a disgrace for. And because of his spiritual pride, he thought, I too can. That's the danger of it. I too can. If the pastor does, I too can. Never, never, never do that. That's what he thought. Oh, if the priest can, I can burn incense. If the pastor can, I can. The anointing of God is on your pastor to do a specific call of God, to do certain things. And that anointing is that pastor's protection. If that anointing is not there, she's just like the rest of the person, made out of dust, will go back to dust. But when the anointing of God comes, that makes a huge difference. That the Spirit of God is there. The whole protection is there, just like a military officer has been given the power and the protection to execute his job. Those who've been called by the Lord according to the designation, according to the responsibility God has given, they have the Lord of the heavens army protecting them if they're called to deliver people and in deliverance ministry. Never equate yourself with them, such people, and say that, oh, if they are doing it, then I'm covered too, I can do it. You will end in a tragic disaster. If God says, don't do this through your pastors, your job is to exactly follow that. That's being smart. Listen to the whole counsel of God and just do it. It'll be good for you. Even if you don't understand it, time being, it's okay. The main thing is, the counsel is coming for my own well-being, for my own protection. The counsel of God is coming to me to safeguard me from the works of darkness. Are the priests telling him not to do the incense because they didn't want Uzziah to become like them? No, that's what Lucifer would say. That's what Lucifer told Eve in the Garden of Eden. Oh, did God tell you not to eat that fruit? He probably told you not to eat that fruit because if you eat that fruit, you'll become like God. He doesn't want you to become like him. Oh my God. How did Eve believe that? How do many people believe the same lie of the enemy? Oh, you know, pastor doesn't want you to do this, or somebody else doesn't want you to do this because they don't want you becoming like them. You don't have trust in the Lord and trust in the servants of God that God has placed over your life. You'll be in a very dangerous situation, open to all lying spirits that are out there. You need to have confidence in God and confidence in the spiritual parents, the shepherds of God that God has placed over your life. If that is not there, it's just going to be doing whatever I want to do, whenever I want to do, I come and go whenever I want to. I'm my own Lord. I'm my own priest in my house. I'm my own priest doing my own thing. It'll end in a disaster. Understand, every person needs to have a good beginning, a good middle, and a good end. God is speaking to our hearts today. Be very careful when it comes to following instruction that God would give to you during every meeting, every morning call, specific things that the Holy Spirit is speaking. Just take it and just do it. Those who just take it and do it will really, really grow, flourish like the palm tree, like the cedar in Lebanon. They will produce much fruit. And what happened to him? He got furious, but as he was standing there, raging against the priest before the incense altar in the Lord's temple, underline those things, very important, in the Lord's temple, El Bethel International Ministries Church is the Lord's house. It is the Lord's house. We have to be very, very, very careful. As he was getting angry and furious against the priests before the incense altar in the Lord's temple, the priest didn't do anything. God showed up. You know why? Because God is the God of the house of God. Leprosy suddenly broke out on his forehead. What happened to him? Now, what happened to his pride now? From where he was doing so good. Uzziah was doing so good. What happened to you, Uzziah? What happened to you? You know what happened to him? Satan saw, oh, this king is really a good king, a good influence, and his power is growing everywhere, and this God is with him, and he is just spreading like a mighty tree. Let me cut him. And the only way the enemy can topple a child of God is by getting that person to lose the fear of God, number one. Number two, to bring that pride into them. Now, Satan cannot push it on you. You get it from him. Understand? You open the door and say, hello, pride, come in. And pride will come and sit on you until you're completely crushed. Raise you up against the very hand that has brought you to this point. The very servants of God, God has used in your life, Satan will raise you up against them. That'll be your doomsday, remember. If Satan sees you really being good, prosperous, God is working all these things, and God is just blossoming you in every level, in order to cut you short, he will do certain things very strategically. Because he knows he's not going to make you commit adultery. He knows he's not going to make you go drink. He's not going to win in all those areas. He knows those are all settled already. Uzziah was not going to do any of those things. But he was able to make him fall in the area of spiritual pride. At the height of his success. God has been speaking to us very distinctly during the past few days. In the height of his success. We saw how the enemy came to make Jesus the king by force. And what did Jesus do? He moved away from there. At the height of his success. That's what happened to Joseph. At the height of his success at Potiphar's house, the woman came. Satan will try in every way. But when he knows that, oh, you know what? You're not going to bow down to any of the presumptuous sin. He'll bring the sin of all sins that brought Lucifer from heaven down to earth, push him down. He called it pride. Wanting to raise oneself up against God and his plan. Say that I can. Who does he think he is? I too can. Maybe the pastor is doing because the pastor wants to have control over everything. There's not a club. Intimidation will not work in the house of God. It will not. Because God stands up. Leprosy broke out on Uzziah's forehead. He couldn't see, but who saw? The priest saw. The priest saw. Oh, he became a leper. End of story. He was put away, not just from the house of God, but from the rest of Israel. He died alone. Very, very sobering. Very sobering. When God arises in the house of God, no man can stand before the Almighty God. Uzziah came in presumptuously. He said, I'm a man of God. I have success here. Look at all my army. Look at all my power. Look at all the success. Yes, God gave. Because of what? Because of fear of God you had. Because you were teachable before. But what happened now? Spiritual pride came in. God is no longer there. You think God was on his side, prospering him while he touched the incense that the priests were only supposed to handle? No. Going into areas that are not given by God to you will bring a curse, eternal curse. We have to be very careful. Be very careful when it comes to things of God. The Spirit of the Lord is speaking. I didn't prepare this. I didn't plan this. I didn't read this. God bears witness to me. God is speaking at this hour. This church is run by God. God of the God of the house of God is the God of this house of God. If we can be the people of God who'll be prepared to meet God, and like that group of people in Revelation, in the midst of all the fake false people, that God could say, but I see a few bunch of people here who are faithful to me, who have not defiled their garments. And these are the ones who are worthy. If God would call our church that, I'll be happy. God would be happy. God is looking for faithful people. God is looking for humble people. God is looking for people who will be teachable. God is looking for people who would consult him for everything and not do their own thing. God is looking for people who will be humble. In Proverbs, the Spirit of the Lord has said, don't try to go and sit in the front seat. Lest someone who's more honorable than you would need that seat, and you'll be told to get up and go to the back seat. Sit in the back seat. Or when it's time, you'll be called to the front. That'll be a blessing for you. Never be ambitious. Never try to be somebody or become something that you're not. Because God is growing you. There's a long way to go. Each one of you. There's a long way to go. It is a good thing to be under the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ, at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ, and be teachable and learn and learn and learn. Suddenly, God will see your faithfulness and God will say, now you're ready. You know what? That'll be a blessing for you. At that point, you'll be used like Joseph. At that point, you'll be used like Daniel. At that point, you'll be used like Samuel. God has to come. God came to Samuel. God came to Daniel. God came to Joseph. Do you know what? Before that, they all served God faithfully. They were all teachable. They all knew how to obey God and how to keep that covenant with God faithfully. God is looking for faithfulness in our hearts today. And God wants to draw each one closer to God, closer to himself. But it begins with obedience to the word of God, obedience to the spirit of God, obedience to the voice of the Holy Spirit, obedience to every counsel that God has given to you. You can do your own thing. Nobody's going to say anything. We know in our church, nothing is forced on anyone. You know that. That's something that we've said from the beginning. When the counsel of God comes, it's up to you whether to follow or not. When God calls for a meeting, it's up to you whether you are showing up or not. I mean, if you hold it responsibly in a church, then you should be showing up for every meeting. But apart from that, everyone can make the choice whether to come or not. You want to grow, you come. If you don't want to grow, you don't come. It's up to you. However, because of God's love for you, God will call you and say, you know what? Don't do this. Don't do this. Like God told Uzziah through the high priest, through the priest, urging him, don't do this, Uzziah. Don't do this. Not because they didn't want him to take over the priestly job. No. A role that God has given, nobody can touch that role. Nobody, nobody, not even the king can touch that. So they were not concerned about that. They were concerned about one thing. The consecration, even though he was doing things right, even though he didn't have any presumptuous sin in there, he was not called for that. He was not consecrated for that. He was not anointed for that. Understand this very clearly. He was not called for that. He was not consecrated by God for that. He was not anointed by God for that. He was called to be a king. He should have been content there. But he jumped into an area that he should not have. And got into tremendous trouble. The delusion came in so much. You don't see that he repented. You don't see that leprosy left him. No, he died like that. It's a very sad state to be in. When delusion sets in. Very pathetic when people are not able to even really see where they are. Everything that they do is right. And whatever they're saying is right. Everyone around them will know that this is very dangerous. So when delusion comes in, everybody will be telling you, hey, what you're doing is wrong. What you're doing is wrong. And not only the high priest, 80 priests that were there with him. The high priest didn't think that, oh, you know what? I'm not strong enough, so let me take a whole bunch of priests with me. No. God led them that way to urge Uzziah, not because the high priest was weak. No. God leads certain times, certain ways. With all of that, he refused to listen to all of their counsel. That's what you call delusion. So never get to that stage. Don't put yourself in a place where you get deluded. And after that, no matter who says what, go into a place where you're not teachable, that you will not listen. God is speaking to our hearts today. Understand what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking. God has very specific guidelines set in place. The Word of God talks about the body of Jesus Christ. Why he has eyes, nose, ears, mouth, brain, hands, voice, feet, fingers, toes, different parts of the body. As God sees fit, God puts each one in one place. It's very important to stay there. It's very important to stay there. And it's very important to serve the Lord the way God wants us to be in that body that God has. And as we grow, God will multiply. God will increase. See, God will never want us to be in one place and just be there the rest of the days of our lives. No. No. God's call is to increase every single person in an exponential manner according to their faithfulness and their faith in God. When I say faithfulness and faith, both tie into obedience. So when we are faithfully following God, when there's integrity in the bottom of our hearts, God sees that and God will add, he'll see that you're making this 2 into 4 and he'll add more so that through his power you can multiply more. He will move you from being in one spot to another spot where you can handle more, where he himself will increase your capacity and he himself will give it to you. But until that time, until God tries you, until the word of God tries you, until the spirit of God speaks and he says, you know what? Now I can actually put you here. We have to wait. You know, as I'm speaking, this is what the Lord is showing me. When a door is made for a house, right, for a new construction, everything is done really well, but the door is being made and the door has the glass, you know, arch there and whatever design that's there. All these things need to be made. And once that the whole thing is done and it's painted and it looks nice and beautiful, then you're going to put it there. Even if it is not painted and somebody decides, I'm going to paint it after I put it there, you're going to have all the rest of the parts there. You're not going to put it there and you're not going to say, well, it doesn't need painting. Well, it doesn't need those glass parts there. We can just leave it there and let it stay there and let it be that door. It's not going to work that way. You're not going to have it without a doorknob. You're going to have everything in place and everything painted. Only then it becomes a door that fits there, you know, for that house, not only for protection, but also, you know, for the purpose of beautifying that house. You don't put any door in every door. You have like a $500,000 house. You're not going to just put a $80 door there. No. We have to understand whatever goes there must match the rest of the house. God is like that. He's not going to see somebody and say, I need to fill this spot, so I need to just grab somebody and just put him there. No. If he's working in you, wait till he finishes his work. Then you're going to look really beautiful and you're going to fit there in such a glorious way. Not in a half job done manner where the glass is not there. Anybody can put their hand through it. Somebody can put their head through it and get in. Not in a way that, oh, there's no doorknob there, but, you know, it's okay. You know, it just, you know, keeps the dogs and cats out. But the thieves can come in. And God does a job. He does a third job. And it's not like I'm going to put a mismatched door, you know, where you see like some holes over there on the side or where all the draft comes in. No. On not a sloppy looking door that goes there. God is interested in bringing solid construction in his church. While that is happening, whatever part that he puts in, he's going to look for solid parts that God puts there. So may God help us to understand our worth in the kingdom of God. God is working. God is working each one of you. As the Spirit of the Lord spoke, he takes, when we obey him, we become his treasure. Then he takes that treasure and he refines it. Then he puts it in a honorable spot. That's what God does. But until then, let him do the work. Let him completely beautify you. Let him put all the design. Let him just make you out of something solid. Let him just paint you into something beautiful. And then let him put you in the house of God. That will be a blessing for you. It'll be a blessing for the house of God. It'll be a blessing for God himself. Do not touch that which doesn't belong to you. Don't even think about it. Don't even let the enemy bring any thought, because that is for your own downfall. God is speaking to your hearts today. As we're going to close tonight, may the Spirit of God take this word that God has spoken to you deep down into your spirit. That God may mold you into the vessel of honor that God wants you to be. Every person that is here has been called by God for an honorable purpose. Understand that. Not to be for dishonor, but for honor, honorable purpose. But that can only happen if we follow Him with humility and do what God has called you to do. As we close our eyes and look to the Lord, take this deep within you. Tell the Lord, Father, I want to know my place and be there. I know you're working in me to make me what I ought to be. To make me what I ought to be. You're beautifying, you are purifying, you are doing something awesome in me and you're growing me. And I'm going to give myself over to you so that you can grow me, Lord. And as you grow me, I'm going to become that honorable vessel so that you can use me, Jesus. Thank you, Father. I know, Lord, you've spoken to your people. I know that they've heard your voice at this hour. I pray may your word continue to do a magnificent work in every brother, every sister's life. That their hearts, Lord, may be lit with the fire of the Holy Spirit. May it ignite with the passion of God. That they may understand walking with the Lord requires humility. Humbly walk with the Lord your God and the fear of the Lord all the time. So we may not do what we should never do. May the fear of the Lord keep us. May we be humble to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit by the working of the Holy Spirit in us, causing us to yield ourselves to God-given spiritual authority that you have placed over our lives. That we may learn to submit and listen, seek counsel and follow through with it. That we may learn to not presumptuously touch anything. And when the warning from the Lord comes, have the humility and wisdom to listen and escape the wrath of God. I pray, Father, that you continue to preserve our church, Lord, the purity of our church, the holiness of our church. That our church may be a church full of humility, love, holiness, and faith, above reproach, a church that would represent Jesus Christ accurately on earth, Father. Let the love of Christ be seen in and through every brother, every sister, every child. Let no one live for themselves, but they may live unto Christ who died for them. I ask you, Holy Spirit, that you will unveil every eye, every heart, every mind at this hour, so that they may take the word of God to a deeper level. Let none here, Lord, become like Uzziah, having done so much, having done so much for the Lord, and the Lord doing so much for Uzziah, prospering him so much. He ended in such a tragic way because he chose not to listen. He chose to give himself over to spiritual pride, delusion. He stopped listening to the counsel of God and he thought he was above the priests that God had placed above him. I pray that not a single person, Lord, in our church fall into the trap of the enemy of spiritual pride, delusion. They may hold on to the fear of the Lord, humility as their garments. And as you spoke to us, Lord, the beginning of the year, the message, the new year message that you have given for our church. If we humbly walk with God, humbly walk with God, you will give us the rest that we need. Rest in every way. Rest internally and externally. Rest all around us. As we have entered into the next half of this year of 2020, may your people enter into greater rest by giving themselves over to greater humility. As there's growth in humility, I pray may our church grow more and more and more in becoming like Jesus, humble like Jesus. Let there be not a hint of pride, Lord. I pray. Keep us, O Father. Keep us in your love. Keep us under your mighty hand. Humbly walking with the Lord our God. A delusion may never come anywhere near our border, Father, I pray. You cover every brother, every sister, every child. Is everyone who is here seeking sincerely, Lord? Even if someone who's here who's not sincere, I pray. May they have a wake-up call tonight. That they may sincerely seek you. No one is exempt from the wrath of God. When God arises, no one can stand before him. All the works that Uzziah did before, and all the works that God did for Uzziah in exalting him, became zero in less than a day. With that one act of presumptuous sin, when he went against the command of God and against the voice that came through the priests of God. Father, I pray. To protect us, protect your people, protect your church. As you're teaching deeper things of the things of God, every word that you're giving your people, Lord, be a guard for their soul. Guard against the works of darkness, that they may grow more and more and more into the fullness, the measure, the stature, the fullness of the Lord Jesus Christ. That each brother, sister, child, Lord, may be used mightily of you, mightily of you. And ever remain humble, O God. Ever remain humble, O God. We all may have a good end. Not just a good beginning, not just a good middle, but a good end. Uzziah could have been used by God even more, but he cut short his life. Cut short the place that God had for him, which was his throne as a king. All because he was not content with where he was. All of a sudden, Satan moved him to go into an area that he should not. So I pray that you cover your people against any form of spiritual covetousness. I pray. Keep your people, Lord, in the straight and narrow path, that they may desire the things of God in a pure way, in a holy way. That you may bless them, expand them, pour into them, and pour out through them, Jesus. As you serve and I bless them with this blessing, O Lord, that your purity, humility, holiness, and love that you had in you, Jesus, on the face of the earth while you walked among men, would be found in our people, Lord, our El Bethel International Ministries family, Lord. That as one body, we may rise up as one voice for our one King, doing mighty things for Jesus, bringing millions and billions to the foot of the cross. I thank you, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. May the Lord bless us and keep us. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon us and be gracious to us. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon us and bless us with his peace. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, may the love of God the Father, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest and remain with us all, now and until we see Jesus face to face. Amen. Amen.